Number eight, calculation of actual costs of producing copies of public records, briefing, public hearing, and decision. So Bill and Scott, I'll turn it over to you guys.
Good morning, Commission members, Chair, and Director. For the record, my name is Scott Byrd. I serve as the agency's Rules Coordinator and Criminal Justice Liaison. And with me is Bill Falling, who is the agency's Information Governance Program Manager. We're here today to brief the Commission on the rule proposal regarding costs of producing copies of public records. Changes to the rules before you in WAC Chapter 220-120 are required by legislation that was passed in 2017, where there were certain amendments made to the Public Records Act in RCW Chapter 4256. I'm going to turn it over to Bill now to briefly explain the changes that are made by this proposal in a number of WACs and or regulations in Chapter 220-120.
Thank you, Scott. I'm not sure if this...
It's on.
Thank you, Scott. My name is William Falling, and I am the Information Governance Manager. Pleasure to meet you all here today. It's an honor to be in your presence. I want to thank you for all the hard work and the public support you provide. Congratulate Joe and Julie, or I'm sorry, Amy and their new roles. I think they're a tremendous benefit to this agency, and I'd like to see them stay where they are right now. I don't want to bore you after an exciting discussion with public lands and shift into public records, but I have to. So bear with me for 5 minutes, and I'll get through this as quickly as I can. We're here today because we need you to approve a minor rule change that impacts fees, public records fees, and the fact that we can charge a small fee for certain requests. Pretty insignificant, really, but we need your approval today. So, but I first want to tell you a little bit about the Information Governance Unit and its importance for this agency. Joe Storr and Phil Anderson created this unit 3.5 years ago, and it was new to the state of Washington. Us and I believe Department of Ecology started Information Governance Unit at the same time. The purpose was to create better transparency with the public, with our citizens, our fishers, our hunters, our conservationists, so that they can receive timely and accurate records productions. It's not an easy job, as you probably know, with Tammy and some of the others, that we thousands of records go out each year, hundreds of requests. It's often very difficult to fulfill them. For example, I was just working on one with five other folks this week. We've already spent 93 hours on one request. So it's a lot of work, and the price of getting it wrong is very costly with the penalties in the Public Records Act. The Public Records Act, as you know, has very strict rules, and those rules provide for penalties up to $100 per day per document if you did something wrong. So we have a lot of really passionate people in the public who are really interested in the work we're doing. Sometimes they're not happy with things that go on, and they're not happy about decisions that are made, and they take it out maybe in public records requests. But we're always trying to work as hard as we can to comply with the Act and get people records in a timely fashion. So our team only has six team members. We have over 750 requests each year. This last year we had 771 requests, and that doesn't include all the request items. Often they'll have 5, 6, 7, 8 or more items in each request.
Can you ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Just a real quick one. I was at a meeting the other day and heard that it's this agency that gets the highest number of requests annually. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say annually. I know that DSHS gets tens of thousands of requests, And other agencies like Department of Ecology also get a lot. We tend to get a lot of the, I'm upset, you know, why didn't North of Falcon work out? I'm going to bombard you with all of these requests. And we end up having to cough up thousands of records, consuming hundreds of staff time, hours of staff time to produce them. So we, I know that the items, if you itemize these requests, they end up being in the thousands of items. So one request might come in and might have 5 items, 10 items in it. And we still have to provide an adequate search and defend our efforts. So we have millions of records to search. I believe just in our email, we have about 29 million emails to search. Our annual costs we measured 2 years ago, the State Auditor's Office, $1.1 million just in staff time. That's just staff time searching for these requests. This include a lot of the other incidental costs.
And I know you probably can't answer this one, sorry, but if you were to take 6 people out of this, would it go from 750 or 5 people out of it, 750 to 200 or?
Well, we have 6 team members, you know, working on this, and I think you mean
the requesters.
Yeah, the requesters.
Well, it really depends on what fires we're trying to put out that particular year, right?
They're just bouncing in my mind. But
if you can think about the hot issues that come up each year.
I was thinking about that. I don't want to put you on a spot on that.
The one I mentioned earlier, 93 hours, just me and 5 other folks this week, that was related to wolves. So imagine the hot issues that come up and surface with this agency and the passion that surrounds those issues, and you can see why. Your point being well taken that there's a handful that bombard us with several requests each year. Yes, that is true. But we work very hard to meet their demands, and we have many requesters that are very passionate about this agency, as you know, and they just want to see records that are related to decisions that are made, and they want to see the data that supports some of our decisions. So most of our requesters are not interested in suing us. They just want to get to the bottom of the story.
You're kind.
Yeah. But we're always trying to improve our services and our systems and our practices to get a little better each year. And we're trying to do that right now. And we're always improving the things we do. We have a new public records policy that's requiring staff training, all staff training once every 5 years. Mm-hmm. That's one of the factors that courts look at when they penalize us, is whether or not we've had sufficient staff training. So we're working really hard on that. But today we're here to talk about the rule change that's taken place that was required by statute that went into effect July 23rd of 2017. And that requires us to approve a new rule amending WAC 220-120. That provides very nominal fees for some of these records productions. So House Bill 1595 passed the legislature last year, and it allows us to charge some fees. And just to give you an idea where this fee structure came from, City of Seattle did a actual cost study a couple years ago to see how much it cost them to produce the records. Unfortunately, couldn't dock all the staff time for search and collection of the records. It was literally the time they spent copying the records and producing the records. So it's very small in the big scope of things. So this is the fee schedule. As you can see, it's very nominal. 15 cents a page for photocopies, 10 cents a page for scanned records, a mere 1.25 cents per electronic record. So every 100 emails we produce, $1.25. 10 cents a gigabyte, which is pretty small unless we're producing videos or maps or something. And then other incidental costs, you know, the cost of a thumb drive or something, and a container envelope, the postage or delivery charge. The very bottom one there is a customized service charge. That's if we have something really enormous that requires specialized IT services to do some digging for us. Maybe we have to bring in a vendor to help us out. That could be significant for some of these really big any and all requests. But usually when you tell a requester that, they start to narrow their request a little bit. So, but it's good to know that provision is there. Finally, we can waive request fees if we want. So for the small mom-and-pop request, they just want to see a copy of maybe a citation or maybe a fishing report on the Skagit River. We can give them that pretty easily. So again, the reason I'm here is to get your approval on this rule, this change to RCW 4256-120, which required us to put a temporary rule in place on July 11th, 2017. The CR 102 was filed and put into place November 1st, 2017. According to Scott, we have not received any public comments. Is that correct?
That's correct. We've received no public comment on this.
So unless there are any questions, I would ask that we move to take a vote on this and approve the new rule. Again, thank you for all of your time and the valuable public service that you provide each one of us every day.
Well, thank you guys for a thankless job.
I have a quick question.
We do have one public input, one public comment.
You mentioned the city of Seattle undertook this exercise to see how much it cost. And, the way I look at this is it's a little bit like your insurance copay when you go to the doctor. So a lot of times they, they have a copay so that you don't go to the doctor every time just to say hi, and there's a cost. So I'm wondering if has there been any analysis as to whether this has had a effect on the number of public record requests? I know it's too early for the state to evaluate that, but has there been any analysis of that?
With the city of Seattle?
Yes.
I can point out one example.
Okay.
This bottom customized service charge there, the very bottom I mentioned, for a really complex requests that involve data that's not easy to get. The Seattle Police Department, they wear body cams. There have been requesters that have asked for all body cam data, all video footage. And so what they've been able to do is they've hired an outside consultant to help them redact anything that would be private information or be used in investigation before they produce those videos. So there's some teeth there where they can sink their teeth into this customized service charge and reduce or maybe get fees for these types of complex requests. I don't know the big picture if it's reduced any of the requests at all or if it's reined any of the bigger requests down. I would imagine it has, but
interesting to see.
Yeah, it would be.
Have you stopped asking for that?
I will.
Okay, we do have, thanks guys, we have one, Martha? Public input.
I really wanted to say thank you to your team. I know how hard you work, because this was brought home to me about 10 days ago with two requests from, well, let's just say repeat requesters, who we all know. And I ended up getting involved in it because records that are changed and moved around and all of that. And so sometimes the agency has to reach out beyond its own borders to get back the data that they already had, but they can't figure out where it is. And I saw some of these, and it really is a challenge. And so I do support this wholeheartedly. And thank you all for, having to do it, because it is a significant drain. And $1 million, wow, what we could do with that if we didn't have some people who ask some really, well, you know.
It's a
thank you.
All right. Thank you. That was the only public input. So we have a decision. Is there a motion for item number 8?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Move to approve the amendments of WAC regulations 220, 120, 020, 040, 050, 060, 070, and 070 as presented by staff. I'm not exactly sure if that language is correct. There's 2020 070 is the one's got a find us.
Dash up.
070 and also 080.
That's correct.
It's 080.
080. Oh.
Yeah, to be and 080.
Make a correction then. 080. Thank
yes.
you.
Right.
Motion's been made. Second?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion on this? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, guys.